The fish on a camel. As Hafid says, first, the fish needs to say something ain't right about this camel ride, and I'm feeling so damn thirsty. Most of us come to practice meditation for exactly what Hafid points to in this poem. We get an inkling that something just isn't right about our lives. We can't exactly say what it is that isn't right. All the externals may look great, yet the fish on the camel feels that it's not in its natural environment and it's thirsty. There's a yearning to connect to something deeper or higher or different. Is there something beyond being thirsty on this camel? This thirst, this niggling feeling, becomes the initiator to start seeking. What we seek is not yet known. This is how the path begins and continues, following a feeling and seeking something that'll start to quench that thirst. In my own life, I came to practice through this same kind of seeking. In 1986, I was a dancer training and auditioning in that competitive world. I'd studied with the greats of my time, Martha Graham, Trisha Brown, Laura Dean, etc. I landed a coveted position with a prestigious dance company. I was filled with the sense that I had made it. In the third week of rehearsals, it dawned on me. I was at the top of the world, and yet I was feeling so damn thirsty. Something wasn't right. All the glamour wasn't touching what I was seeking. I did something crazy. I resigned. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I knew I could not continue on that camel ride. I spent many gloomy weeks doing my usual ritual of movement classes. Technique was no longer fulfilling. Other dancers avoided me, and my internal critics had a heyday. Then it dawned on me. Though I didn't know yet what I was seeking, I did have the use of a large old room at a local church in exchange for caring for their altar. For 3 hours daily for 1 year, I locked myself in that empty room with the intention to move, listen, and engage what I was seeking. For 1 year, I listened. Sometimes I was inspired by movement. Often I laid on the floor wide awake. At times, my mind drove me crazy, and periodically there was complete peace. After a year, I said goodbye to this practice and sought a teacher who'd be able to engage what I now knew and guide me in ways to follow what I yet did not know. It took a few years to find such a teacher. When I found one, my heart spun, like a compass that has finally found north, like a dog who finally understands that a person's language means something and the possibility of a whole new world awakens. And so it has continued for me. I practice, I reach impasses, I listen, I contemplate the seeking heart, and a new teacher appears. This is why many practice meditation, to learn to engage what we seek. Meditation practice is not about ignoring some part of your life. It starts like a fish on the camel, recognizing something just isn't quite right. Then it proceeds to asking your questions, engaging your seeking heart, and learning tools to bring this heart into your life.